Time for us to talk baseball, as we do every week at this time, with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Durbin. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, and I know you've got to be. What a difference a couple of weekends makes.
You're not kidding. It's really been a real game changer for us, and especially going out and just taking the series in a sweet fashion made a big difference. So we're in a good position here going forward.
Now, when we talked with you last week, I asked you, you know, you play as well on the road as you do at home, and you said, well, no, we love Mahaney Diamond, but boy, the road certainly was good to you this past weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we played really well this weekend. I mean, you know, we haven't played well on the road a whole lot, but to go down and take three on the road, no matter what, is always a plus.
Well, what was great this weekend, too, among other things, was your team's ability to come back.
Well, that's a big thing. I mean, we came out and, you know, fell behind big in the second and the third game of the season of the series. And, you know, like pitching stayed enough, kept us in the ballgame just enough. And we came out and really swung the bat exceptionally well.
Absolutely. And then game three, wrapping up the series. What a nice effort from one of your young guys. Talk a little bit about Peter Kimball and his role in getting that win.
Peter has come along very well for us. But he got a couple opportunities in some midweek games. And he just pounded the zone with three pitches. And for him to come in at such a tight spot, I mean, that's someone who's been looking for a guy to do stuff up and be able to do that. So he's going to see some action in some crucial time, and I'm hoping he can just continue to reproduce the same methods.
And you got a player of the week in America East with good reason.
Yeah, Hernan Sardina's had a great week. He's been swinging the bat exceptionally well, and, you know, and we need him to continue to swing the bat like he has been, because, you know, he's got a lot of stuff in that stick, and, you know, the amount of RBIs he's producing and, you know, runs scored, and there's a lot of production coming out of that two-hole.
Now, tomorrow you've got a non-conference game down at Boston College, but this weekend, boy, you couldn't have set this up better if you'd done the scheduling yourself. You've moved all the way into a tie for second place in the conference, and now this weekend you host Hartford, currently in first place, and if I'm any good at math, and that's suspect, so correct me if I'm wrong, but if I did the math correctly, you're able to sweep this weekend. You're number one in the conference.
Yeah, we'll follow the top two spots somewhere along the lines, obviously with help. But yeah, we sweep Hartford. We're in a bye situation for the first round of playoffs, which, you know, ultimately is what we're shooting for. So somehow, some way, we're still in it. You know, it's kind of like what you've seen from us. You know, we're kind of laying around the weeds and hopefully be able to snap at some ankles later on in the season. So, you know, maybe we're just getting hot and it's the right time of season to be doing it.
Well, yeah, and you've been telling us, Nick, throughout the course of the season that you believed your team could play with anybody in the conference, and you're certainly proving it here over the last couple of weeks. If you could pinpoint one or two things, what's been the difference in this turnaround?
No, it's really just been, you know, we talked a lot early on about one pitch or one at bat that really swayed or, you know, was the reason why we lost the game. Well, those one pitches, you know, that's those singular pitches or singular bounces or, you know, singular at bats are going in our favor now. And we're starting to, you know, be able to capitalize on the momentum. So, you know, it's really, I think maybe the tide is turning. You know, it's still early for us. You know, we got a long ways to go, but, you know, that's really what it is. It's coming down to one or two pitches a game.
That sounds great. Good luck tomorrow down at BC, but most of all, good luck this weekend with the Hartford Hawks taking care of business in the conference. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
That's Nick Durbin, head coach of Maine Black Bear Baseball, with us every Monday on Downtown. Those Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And Black Bear updates coming your way from Bennett Auto Center at 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Visit the website, too, at BennettAutoCenter.com.